Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Don't miss the Tulsa Farm Show December 9th through 11th at Expo Square SageNet Center. Show sponsor Oklahoma Farm Bureau and hundreds of exhibitors will feature the latest in ag products and services along with cattle equipment demos and daily horse training seminars by Craig Cameron. $1,000 in show bucks will be given away each day at 1 p.m. and be sure to test drive and enter to win a new Spartan mower. Visit TulsaFarmShow.com. Show hours 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. 4 p.m. Saturday. Admission and parking are free.
This holiday season, be prepared for a sense of wonder and awe as The One, a Christmas experience featuring Christ Tree, lights up Enid, Oklahoma. Presented by Jiffy Trip and Tachyon and co-sponsored by RE/MAX Premier Realty, The One is a 42-day event celebrating the birth of our Savior. It all starts on November 26th as we light up the world's largest fresh-cut Christmas tree during Enid's Light Up the Plains. Go to theoneenid.com.
What a great start to this Thanksgiving week on the live cattle futures market. December was up 90 at 134.42. So that would have been right up there. New highs for this move. Not quite back to the August highs, which were just above 138. But we are working back toward it. Some of the further out months, February up $1.27. April's up 97 here at 142.27. June's up 75 at 137. Those contracts further out did make new highs today. So a lot of momentum way out there. Some people looking for a double top as we match those previous highs. But so far, we actually closed above it. Feeder cattle were up 77 in June at 161.70. Good momentum here. It is above the moving averages, but we still got several tops, the October high and the August high above the market. In the January, we're about $10 below it right now. So that was right around 172 in August. The next month out, March up 72 at 164.10, April up 82 at 166.70. So those wheat pasture cattle are the highest they've been in about 60 days. The hog market 30 to 90 higher. On Friday, we had an on-feed report, which was 100% on-feed as expected, 102 placed, right in line with expectations, marketing 95.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
Well, today's grain futures extremely strong, led by the Kansas City wheat. December was up 27 cents, 861 and three quarters. July of next year, 848 and three quarters, up 23 and a quarter. New highs for those contracts. So we're not only seeing new highs, we're also seeing some buy stops get hit. So hopefully this will remain intact. Several things going on. I think kind of the biggest unknown would be what's going on with the Russians and Ukrainian border. As the Russians stack troops over there, what could happen to that big export market? So the Russian and Ukraine crops are pretty big, and they export a bunch of it. And so last time we saw tension, the market was extremely volatile. So we'll see what happens. Some people are calling or saying that the Russians are going to invade here pretty soon. So we'll see. Beans today were 5 to 11 higher. January up 11 at 12.74. The corn 4 to 7 cents higher. Minneapolis D's up 13 and a quarter at 10.23 and a half. Today's cotton futures were under pressure, down to 151 in December at 117.71. March down 46 at 115.97. Stock market today is really strong. It's up 300 in the Dow. The S&P is up about 33 points. Crude oil is up about 70 cents. Natural gas down about 28 cents.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.